Welcome to this deep dive. You know, you've sent us this incredible stack of sources, vendor specs, ROI spreadsheets, engineering notes, all of it focused on the small workshop guide to busbar machine selection and pricing.
Yeah, it's a super detailed batch of documents.
Right, and our mission today is really to figure out why so many small switchgear workshops are just, well, bleeding money simply by buying the wrong fabrication equipment.
It's a massive issue, honestly. Like, a shop owner sees this incredible headline price on a machine, and they just jump on it, totally ignoring the actual true cost of ownership.
I mean, it's kind of like buying a ridiculously cheap used car, right? And then you find out you need to replace the transmission on day two.
Exactly. The initial price tag completely obscures the long-term reality.
So let's look at how buyers get trapped into making that mistake.
Well, the trap usually involves falling into one of two extremes. So the first is underbuying. Shops will grab an entry-level, mostly manual machine for somewhere between, say, $18,000 and $30,000.
Which sounds like a decent deal up front.
Right, but because those rely on basic manual hydraulics rather than precise digital angle encoders, the bend tolerance swings wildly. We're talking a variance of plus or minus 1.5 to 2 degrees.
Wow, which means your precision is entirely reliant on how steady the operator's hand is that day.
Yeah, it practically guarantees massive inspection failures down the line.
But, you know, I can see the temptation. I mean, if you're a small shop with really tight margins, isn't saving cash up front with a $12,000 machine the safer survival bet?
Survival in the short term, maybe. But if we actually run the numbers from the ROI models in your notes, that survival argument completely collapses.
Okay, break that down for us.
Let's map out a 24-month timeline. If you buy a bare-bones machine for 12 grand, those wild 2-degree bend errors create an average rework rate of, like, 22%.
Wait, 22%? That's huge.
It is. So when you factor in the wasted copper and the labor, your total cost over 2 years explodes to over $75,000.
Oh, wow. Because you are essentially paying for the machine over and over again in scrap material.
Exactly. Now, compare that to investing in a mid-range CNC machine. It demands more upfront, say, $32,000,
mm-hmm.
but the digital precision drops your rework rate down to just 5%.
Right, making a massive difference.
Yeah, over the same 24 months, your total cost sits at $46,000.
Mm.
So by trying to save cash on the $12,000 unit,
you end up burning almost 30 grand more.
Exactly. And those financials are entirely dictated by the mechanical specifications. In switchgear grade work, a bend accuracy of plus or minus 0.5 degrees is just non-negotiable.
Right.
And so are burr-free cuts, specifically keeping burr heights below 0.1 millimeters.
Because if a poorly calibrated punch leaves burrs, those sharp edges create microscopic voids under the heat shrink insulation.
Right, and those voids become prime locations for dielectric failures later on.
Yeah, the physical mechanics dictate the financial reality. But, I mean, the other extreme is just as bad, right? Overbuying, like shelling out up to 150 grand for a premium three-function CNC platform.
Oh, definitely. If you're only running 50 to 150 bus bar sets a month, you simply don't have the throughput to justify that beast.
Great, you're buying 1,000 kilonewtons of punching force to run standard 80 by 10 millimeter copper. It's like buying 1,000 horsepower truck just to get groceries.
Exactly. You aren't working faster, you're just tying up crucial cash, creating useless training overhead, and probably warping your material anyway.
So finding the balance point is really crucial. Since specs dictate the true long-term cost, how does a shop effectively navigate the market without getting swindled?
Well, the data points to a very specific sweet spot for small shops. The mid-range tier, sitting between $30,000 and $65,000.
Okay.
Brands like Bika, MBI, Payapress, Soco, and ERT operate heavily in this space. They're solid starting points for quotes.
But knowing the price bracket is one thing. If a shop doesn't have a dedicated procurement team, how do they practically verify vendor claims before the machine arrives on the shop floor?
You have to lock in a strict sequence of verification. First, you filter every candidate by that non-negotiable 0.5 degree accuracy. If a machine can't hit that spec consistently, it's off the table immediately.
Makes sense. Don't even entertain it.
Right. Next, you verify your own shop's electrical and footprint constraints. A surprising number of buyers end up with machines that literally trip their breakers or just don't fit through the bay doors.
I can't even imagine the headache of that. And then what, a live demo?
Yes, but But the crucial step is forcing the vendor to use your own material for the demonstration.
Ah, because the standard test copper vendors use is probably highly forgiving.
Exactly. Running your specific shop material exposes how it will actually perform in your daily operations.
Ultimately, the lowest price tag is rarely the right price. The right price is really found at the intersection of documented mechanical precision and realistic capacity for your volume.
Yeah, you have to evaluate everything based on a 24-month total cost of ownership.
Right, because relying on cheap machinery might seem thrifty, but it really just shifts the burden of quality entirely onto the operator, which leaves you with a critical question to consider.
Absolutely.
If an entry-level machine's accuracy fluctuates by 2 full degrees based purely on manual adjustments, how much of a workshop's final product quality is secretly dependent entirely on who happened to clock in today rather than the equipment itself?